Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to West Plains High School Gym as we're getting ready for Zither Boys basketball action. West Plains Zithers hosting the Springfield Central Bulldogs this evening. The ball game tonight brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service of West Plains, Hurst Feed and Farm Supply, Olin Pure City Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, and Parkway Beauty Academy, all of West Plains. Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home West Plains and Harrison, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zither Zone, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains. Your boosters for tonight, Ozark Awards, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Coon Construction, Knockout Tanning Salon, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Edward Jones, Stephen Gleghorn, all of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman of West Plains and Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. It's the 5-6 West Plains Zither Boys taking on Springfield Central Bulldogs, who are 2-8 on the season. And we'll be back with your Owen Stewart City Clinic and West Plains pregame show in 3 minutes. You're listening to Zither Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC.
Being the family superhero is a tireless job, constantly defending against monsters in a closet and grass so tall it swallows small children. But who's there for them if you're not? Your local shelter insurance agent. With an insurance superhero sidekick, you can find a life insurance plan that helps provide a safety net for your family. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, they're more than up on soil.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School Gym. It is the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains pregame show. And the Zizzers hosting the Springfield Central Bulldogs this evening. And for Coach Shane Benson and his West Plains Zizzers, he'll be starting Eli McGinley tonight. Also Dagan Green, Taylor Harrison, Connor Rackley, and Alan Marchoff. For the Central Bulldogs and first-year coach Brandon Kimbrough. They'll be starting Deshaun Chapman, also Lyric Heron, Gavin Almy, Rohan Bonsall, and Artie Mercado. That's the five starters. At least that's who they have on the board, unless he decides to change his mind right quick. That's who we believe he's going to go with. Scissors looking to pull even at 500 here in the season, as they are 5-6 coming into the contest. Springfield Central, like we said, first-year coach, it's Brendan Kimbrough. And I can tell you right now, he's doing a pretty good job, because the freshman contest, Central won the freshman contest tonight 41-30. In the JV contest, West Plains won that one 50-25. But there's already the varsity's out here warming up for Central, and they already have more players than they have the last three, four seasons that we've seen them. So now we'll just have to see talent-wise what he has to work with. They're they've got some height to them, so we'll have to see just how the Central Bulldogs look here on the varsity level here coming up in just a little bit. So don't worry about the weather situation outside, as Kathy back at the studio, she's going to keep monitoring the weather for you. And if anything happens warning-wise or anything, she'll be breaking in to give that to you as we go on through the night tonight through the ball game. So so don't worry about that. Sit back, relax, and get ready for some Scissor Boys basketball action. It's coming your way in just a little bit. We're going to take another break. You're on Justin Clinic, the West Plains pregame show. When we come back, we'll have your starting lineup for listening to Zither Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. The OMC Orthopedic Clinic and West Plains pregame show. Central Bulldogs being introduced right now. And coming up is the West Plains Scissors right now. Alan Marchock, the senior. Dagan Green, the junior. Here comes senior Connor Rackley. And he's the senior, Eli McKinley, going to start for Coach Shane Benson. And the West Plains Scissors, they come into the ball game tonight, 5-6. And Coach Benson, assisted by Corey Porter and Lynn Jones. Springfield Central Bulldogs, once again, Deshaun Chapman, Lyric Heron, Gavin Almy, Rohan Bonzel, and Artie Mercado will be the starters for Coach Brandon Kimbrough. And he's assisted by Calvin Pearson, Jason Edgman, and Chris Hayward. Central Bulldogs coming in at 2-8. Hope you enjoyed the OMC Orthopedic Clinic and West Plains pregame show. And it's time to get underway here. It'll be Artie Mercado against Taylor Harrison, and Mercado wins the tip easy. Stands about 6'5". And it'll be Heron with the basketball. It's stolen away by Harrison. Here come the Zizzers. Rackley up the floor to Marchoff. He'll go baseline to McGinley. McGinley looking, gets it out to Rackley on the right wing. Goes inside free throw line. Harrison, he'll try to drive. Pump fake, nothing there. Back out to Rackley. And we've got a foul. And I believe that one's going to be on Bonzel. That'll be Bonzel's first team foul on Central, and Zizzers will inbound underneath, and Harrison's going to be fouled by Mercado. And Taylor Harrison going to the free throw line to shoot two. First foul on Mercado, second team foul on Central. First free throw, I should say, for Taylor Harrison. And it's good. Harrison's got his first point of the ball game. Zizzers lead it 1-0 here in the early going. All right, second free throw from Harrison. It's good as well. Zizzers lead it 2-0. And some three-quarter court, 2-2-1 pressure. And McGinley steals the basketball. Down the lane, pulls up, and we get a foul on Central. Eli McGinley's going to the free throw line to shoot two. That one, I believe, is on Heron. That'll be his first, third team foul. Eli McGinley to shoot two for the Zizzers. First one's good. And the Zizzer lead is 3-0. And so we've got Beasley checked in now for Central. McGinley's going to miss the second one. Marchoff with the rebound. Has it blocked. He'll kick it back out. Harrison up top. He'll drive the lane. He lost the handle on it. And coming up the floor is Central with the basketball. It'll be Chapman. He'll go out front now to Beasley. It'll be Almy on the right wing. Jumper on the baseline is no good. Rebound is run down by Beasley. And down the lane, underneath, shot up, and no good that time is Mercado. Scissors with the rebound. Here comes Rackley up the floor. Marchock up top. Marchock free throw line jumper is going to be short. And Almy got a piece of that one. And we got a jump ball. And it'll go to the Zizzers. So the Zizzers will get the basketball at half court. Rackley will throw it in. Marchock will bring it down to set the play up. Marchock to the right wing. And he'll go up top to Rackley. McGinley inside. McGinley hits the floor. No foul called, and here comes Central with the basketball. Beasley will bring it up. Right side, that'll be Chapman. Now it's going to be Almy. And trying to drive, but Almy has it, and they've got to travel on Central. 6:08 to go here, first quarter. Zizzers lead it 3-0. Rackley will throw it in to Marchoff. They'll get the instructions from Coach Benson. Set the play up. Dagan Green on the right wing. Green trying to drive. Kicks it out to Rackley on the right wing. Rackley gives it back to Green. Green tries a long three, and it's good. Dagan Green hits the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer, and the Zizzers lead it 6-0. Central breaks the press. Gives it down the lane. And Mercado hits the layup. It's 42 with 5:36 to go here in the first quarter. Zizzers with the lead. Marchalk on the right wing gives it to Rackley. Rackley's going to pull up for the jumper, three-pointer, no good. And rebound taken underneath, almost stolen away by Dagan Green. And now it is. Green will take it inside, missed the layup. McKinley with the rebound. And it's stolen away by Central. And McKinley's going to have it. Jump ball. It'll go to Central. 5:08 to go, first quarter. And Central wants a timeout. 5:08 to go, first quarter. Zizzers lead at 6-2. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Well, let's make healthy happen at Anytime Fitness in West Plains. Get your heart racing with motivation and goal setting from your own coach.
Hi, this is Jesse with Anytime Fitness. I'm the coaching manager here at the club and excited to get you started on your fitness journey. With a membership with us, you get a free fitness consultation and 10 coaching sessions with our experienced staff. Come on down today and we'll get a tour of our facility to get you started.
Stop in and see how fit and healthy you can become with the help of Anytime Fitness. They're conveniently located at 1651 Gibson Street in West Plains.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Zizzers lead at 6-2, 5:08 to go first quarter. Central with the basketball. Bonzo with it out top now. He'll give it up to Beasley. Beasley trying to drive, kicks it out. And Almy on the three, it's good. Gavin Almy hits the three, and the Zizzer lead is one. Marchoff will walk it up the floor. Across the timeline. March off to the right side. Rackley up top. He'll go inside Harrison. He'll spin, and he's going to be fouled. Taylor Harrison going to free throw line to shoot two. And the foul, I believe, is going to go against Mercado. That'll be his second. And that is the fourth team foul on Central. So Harrison, shoot two. Here comes the first free throw from Taylor Harrison, the junior. It's good. Harrison's got 3 points in the ball game. His lead is two. Mercado's going to have to come out. And into the ball game will be Heron. And Central loses some height when Mercado comes out. Harrison hits the free throw. Zizzers lead 8-5, 4.5 minutes to go. And it'll be Heron with the basketball on the right side. Baseline goes up top to Almy. They'll come around left side. Long three is no good that time. And underneath, shot up, no good. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Central basketball. Cheney Martin in the ball game for the Zizzers. And they'll inbound it. Central will under the basket. Go out to Heron, up top. Heron, left side. Almy's going to shoot another one from three, no good. Marchalk with the rebound. Here come the Zizzers up the floor. Cheney Martin with it. He'll come off the baseline, and Martin's going to be fouled. Cheney Martin, shoot two for you. Foul is going to go against Beasley, his first. That is the 15th foul on Central. And Cheney Martin to shoot two for the Zizzer. And Martin misses the first free throw. And now Melton will come in. And Chapman will sit down for Central. Second free throw from Cheney Martin. And it's good. Cheney Martin's first point of the ball game. Zizzer lead is 9-5. 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Heron with the basketball for Central. Up the floor he goes to Bonzo. They'll give it to Almy, who will drive and score on the layup. Almy's got 5 for Central in the ball game. Dagan Green drives in, kicks it back out. It's Martin down the right corner baseline. And tried to get it to Harrison. Almy's going to bring it up the floor. Dagan Green knocks it away. Connor Rackley with the basketball. Rackley's going to slow it down and get it up across the timeline. Gives it up to Marchalk. 3.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Zizzer lead is 2. Zizzer's setting it up. Marchalk and it's stolen away by Heron, and Marchok's going to get called for the foul. And that will be Marchok's first team foul on the Zizzers. Central will inbound from the side. Owen Harris getting ready to come in. And Marchok will have a seat for the Zizzers. Heron will throw it in, gives it to Beasley. Beasley will bring it up to set the offense for Central. Gives it up to Bonzel. Now they'll go Beasley on the left wing. Beasley will try to drive, and Chaney Martin, I believe, is going to get called for the foul, but no, not going to be Chaney. It's going to be Connor Rackley. That'll be the first on Rackley, second on the Zizzers. And Beasley goes to the free throw line, shooting two for Central. He misses the first one. Second free throw coming up for Beasley. And it's good. Beasley's got his first point of the ball game. It's 9-8. Zizzers with the lead, 3:12 to go, and Almy's going to come out for the Bulldogs. Owen Harris will bring it up. Across the timeline, Degan Green on the right wing. Down in the corner is Chaney Martin. They feed it to Harrison on the baseline. Short hook is no good. Will not roll in. Up the floor and beating everybody back up is Chapman for the layup. And Zizzers want a timeout. 10-9, Bulldogs with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, Zizzer basketball, 100.9 the train.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly into the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
To more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Tommy Keller's checked in now for the Zizzers. 2:53 to go first quarter, and Central has their first lead of the night, 10-9. Owen Harris will bring it up for the Zizzers across the timeline. He'll go right side on the way and kicks it out top to Dagan Green. They'll go to Harrison inside the paint. Chaney Martin from the left side, no good. Heron with the rebound, and Heron gives it up to Bonzel, gives it to Beasley. Up the floor they come. Three on the right wing is no good that time. Here comes Chaney Martin up the floor, and Martin, and Chaney Martin can get called for the charge. That's the first on Martin. Third team foul on the Zizzers. So Central will get the basketball. And it'll be Chapman to Heron. Back to Chapman. Back to Heron. And Heron just walked with the basketball. Heron was just like taking the scroll up the floor, and they threw it back to him, and he just never stopped. He just kept walking. You got to put the ball on the floor. Coach Benson is talking to the official about that charging call, and I kind of got to agree with Coach Benson. Looked to me like a blocking foul there. But Martin with the basketball now. Gives it up to Tommy Keller. Keller on the right side. Owen Harris on the right wing. Dribbles back up top. Gives it to Chaney Martin. Back to Harrison now on the right wing. Looking inside. Taylor Harrison at the free throw line. He'll spin. Jumper is good. Taylor Harrison's got six. Zizzers lead it by one. Minute 48 to go first quarter. Beasley with the basketball. Up the floor, that's going to be Chapman. He'll go inside, and there's a travel on Central. Marchok's going to check back in. Rackley will check in. Keller and Owen Harris will check out for the Zizzers. Zizzer basketball, and now Central's going to pick up full court man-to-man. Chaney Martin with the basketball. Minute 35 to go first quarter. Zizzers up by one. Martin brings it across the timeline. Gives it up to Marchok. Marchok goes right side on the wing to Green. Down the right baseline. and loose basketball, and Chaney Martin's going to get called for the foul. And Chaney Martin just picked up his second. That's a fourth team foul. Martin's going to have to calm down a little bit. Dagan Green's going to come out. Eli McGinley back in for the Zizzers. Beasley with the basketball. Gets it up to Chapman. They'll go Melton, and Melton lost it. Marchoff with it. Marchoff coming up the floor on the layup. It's good. Out of Marchoff. His first basket. Zizzers up by three with a minute to go first quarter. Here comes Chapman. Chapman kicks it out on the left wing. Long three. No good that time. Eli McGinley battling for the ball. Finally gets it. And there's a foul on the Bulldogs. I believe that one's going to be Bonzel. It may be his second. It is. Bonzel's second. And that is the 16th foul on Central. So one more, and the Zizzers get to shoot free throws for the rest of the first half here. 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Almy's back in for Central. Marchoff with the basketball. 45 seconds to go. First quarter. Zizzers up by three. Marchoff gives it to Chaney Martin. Rackley down in the corner, and Rackley's going to get called for the offensive foul. A charge, that'll be two on Rackley. 15 foul on the Zizzers. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Central with the basketball. Zizzers now in a 2-2-1 three-quarter court press. And it'll be, well, I can't see because I've got a bunch of kids standing up front of it. Melton down the baseline, loses it to Marchoff. Marchoff with the basketball. Brings it across the timeline. 22 seconds to go. Marchoff to the basket. He's going to get fouled. And Marchoff will be going the free throw line. I believe Melton's going to get called for the foul. That would be his first, and it is. And that's the 17th foul. So Melton will come out. And Alan Marchoff's going to the free throw line, and I believe 1-1. He's going to shoot the 1-1. 20 seconds on the clock. Zizzers up by three. Here's Marchoff's first free throw. It's good. Alan Marchoff with 3 points in the ball game. It's a 4-point lead. Second free throw coming up for Alan Marchoff. And it's in and out. Loose basketball. And almost picked up by the Zizzers. They'll bring it up the floor. Heron will for Central. Heron on the left wing. He's trapped over there. Finally gets it to Almy up top with 8 seconds. And stolen by Chaney Martin. Chaney Martin's going to lose it, but Rackley's going to pick it up. Marchoff underneath. He'll fake. He won't get the shot off. At the end of one, Zizzers lead it 14-10. We'll take a break. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball. 1-1 the train.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. Getting ready to start the second quarter of play. Zizzers lead at 14-10 over the Springfield Central Bulldogs. For the Zizzers starting the second quarter here, the original starting lineup except for Chaney Martin is in for Dagan Green. And now march off of basketball as the Zizzers get it to start the second quarter. Rackley on the right wing. Rackley looking, goes up top to McGinley now. Back to Rackley on the right wing. They'll bring it up top to Chaney Martin. He'll bring it to Marchoff on the left wing now. Back up top, Taylor Harrison's going to shoot the three. It's good. Harrison hits the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer. His lead is 7. Into the ball game now is number 35, and we don't have a 35. So we'll have to work and see who that is. Sue into the ball game. Gets it to the unknown Bulldog. Back to Sue. Up top to go to Heron. Heron with the basketball. He'll drive down the lane. Wild shot up. No good. Rackley with the rebound. Rackley gets it across the timeline to McGinley. McGinley in the corner. Harrison, left corner. And Harrison going to get it. It's going to be stolen away. It's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. So we don't know who 35 is. Yeah, we do. Jamarius Laurie. All right, here we go. Marchoff with the basketball across the timeline. He'll go to the right side. Up top to Dagan Green. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. And it's going to go out of bounds. And it'll be Central basketball. Three-quarter court press by the Zizzers again. Heron with it. Back to Sue. Sue gives it to Almy. Almy back to Sue. They'll go in the middle. That's Laurie. Back over to Heron. He'll drive. He'll spin. And up the floor, Chaney Martin gets it to Dagan Green. Back to Martin. Shot up and good. Good teamwork that time by the Zizzers. Good passing. And here comes Central the other way. Heron, and what a shot by Lyric Heron. Dagan Green gets to Harrison underneath and scores. Harrison got 11 in the ball game. His lead is 9. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Heron gets it to Laurie. Now Almy on the right side on the wing. He'll drive the baseline. He's going to... It will score. Almy got the roll. And now Harrison shoots another three, top of the key, no good. Almy with the rebound, knocked away by Marchock. Green has it. Chaney Martin is going to walk for the basketball. So Heron's going to come out. Beasley will come back in. Here comes Tommy Keller, and Chaney Martin's going to come out for the Zizzers. 5:36 to go here in the second quarter. And the Zizzers lead it 21-14. It'll be Beasley with the basketball. Back to Sue. Back to Beasley now. Back to Sue. Now they'll go Almy on the far side. Back to Sue. And now Beasley gets it across the timeline, throws it away straight to Taylor Harrison. Zizzers will bring it up. Keller with the basketball. Back to Rackley up top. Rackley gives it up to Green now on the left wing. He'll dribble up top. Gives it to Marchoff. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. Marchoff at the free throw line will shoot and score. Marchoff got 5 in the ball game. And Central wants a timeout. 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Zizzers lead at 23-14. And we're coming back in 60 seconds. We're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Spring.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest website and Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints, products, and Zizzer Zone fan gear are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go, Zizzers!
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Laurie with the basketball across the timeline. He's going to get trapped, and Beasley with it. And it's stolen away finally. Rackley's going to pick up the loose basketball. Gives it to Keller, who will bring it across the timeline. Back to Rackley up top. He'll give it to Marchoff. Zizzers will set the offense now. Marchoff. And Marchoff picked up his dribble. Got to get somebody. Gets it to Tommy Keller finally. Gunnar Robbins into the ball game for the Zizzers. Marchoff on the right wing. Down the baseline. He'll give it out to Green now on the left wing. Green gives it to Tommy Keller on the right wing. Rackley now on the right wing. Up top to Marchoff. 4:15 to go here in the second quarter. Zizzers up by 9. And Dagan Green hits the ONC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains three-pointer, his second of the night. Zizzers up by 12 now. Almy gives it back to Beasley. It's Sue with the basketball. Back to Beasley. Back to Sue as they get it across the timeline. Laurie will shoot the three from the wing. It's good. And it's back to a 9-point lead for the Zizzers. Marchoff will bring it up. Marchoff at the free throw line. He'll give it out to Connor Rackley. Rackley almost lost it. And now we've got a foul. It's going to be on Laurie. That'll be his first. And that should be the 18th foul. Taylor Harrison's going to come in. Gunnar Robbins will come out. Melton comes out. And Heron back in for Central. And Connor Rackley's going to shoot the 1-1 for the Zizzers. And he missed the first one. Loose basketball. Dagan Green gets it, but he lost it. Taylor Harrison's going to round up the loose ball. Gives it to Connor Rackley. Back to Marchoff. Zizzers will set the offense now. Marchoff to the left side. Up top to Green. Now they try to go into Harrison. It's knocked away. And Sue with the basketball for Central. Gives it up to Beasley. Beasley almost walked. Gives it back to Sue. Sue back to Heron now up top. Sue on the right side. Up top to Beasley. Now they'll go Heron on the left wing. Try to go inside, and Taylor Harrison knocks it away. Connor Rackley picks up the loose basketball. He'll bring it across the timeline. Gives it to Marchoff up top. 2:50 to go here in the second quarter. Zizzers lead at 26-17. They have the basketball. Taylor Harrison on the baseline. It's good. Taylor Harrison. It's an 11-point lead. Laurie gives it to Heron. Heron will bring it across the timeline now. He'll come down the lane. Shot up. No good. Harrison lost it. But Marchoff picks up the loose basketball. He'll bring it up the floor. And he'll take it straight up and score on the layup. Alan Marchoff. He's got 7 in the ball game. His lead is 13 with 2:10 to go here in the second quarter. Beasley across the timeline. Gives it to Heron. He'll drive the baseline. Shot up and good. Heron gets the basket on the layup. Marchoff will bring it across the timeline. Now he'll give it to Keller now on the left side. Tommy Keller. He'll feed it to Harrison on the block. Harrison up top to Green. Green's trying to get to the basket. He does, but he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, shoot the 1-1. And the foul is going to go against Sue. That's his first. And now Owen Harris, Eli McGinley, and Chaney Martin all check in. Rackley, Marchoff, and Keller all have a seat for the Zizzers. Dagan Green will go to the free throw line, shooting the 1-1. And he missed it. Rebound comes down to Chapman. Up the floor to Heron. Loose basketball, but Heron picks it up. Now he gives it up to Chapman. It'll be Almy on the left wing. Almy back to Beasley up top now. Beasley looking. It's Chapman. Down the right corner is Heron. He'll come back up high to Beasley on the left wing. Beasley looking to drive. Gets it to Heron down the block. Heron's going to turn around, shot up, and no good. Eli McGinley with the rebound. Taylor Harrison will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Chaney Martin. Left side, that'll be Owen Harris. He'll come back up top. Dagan Green now. Back to Harris on the left wing. Down the left corner is Harrison. Eli McGinley on the left wing. Owen Harris up top. Zizzer's looking to get the ball inside. Nothing there. Harris kicks it out to Green on the right wing now. Gives it to Owen Harris. Harris will bring it up top. Shaney Martin with it. 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Zizzer's up 30-19. They'll go over the top. It'll be Taylor Harrison for two. Got the ball over the defense to Harrison, and he puts it off the glass and in. Here comes Beasley on the other end. He hit the bottom of the backboard. McGinley with the basketball. Gives it up to Harrison. 15 seconds to go. Shaney Martin with it now. 12 seconds. Martin across the timeline. 8 seconds. Now Martin's going to go, and he's going to get fouled. Shaney Martin's going to the free throw line to shoot two. 5 seconds on the clock. Gunnar Robbins getting ready to check in. And let's see, that one's going to go against Almy. That's his first. Shaney Martin's going to shoot two for the Zizzards. He makes the first one. Shaney Martin now. 4 points in the ball game. Zizzards lead it 33-19. Harrison will come out. Second free throw from Shaney Martin. And it's no good. Rebound out to Beasley. Beasley up the floor. Going to get a shot off. He does. It's good. It's good, folks. Beasley hits the three. And Zizzers lead it here at the half, 33-22 instead of 33-19. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show in just a moment. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256. 9452. Go Zizzers.
That's the secret phone.
The what?
Remember? I told you my dad's a shelter agent. When that phone rings, he rushes out to save the day. Whether someone's home or car gets damaged, my dad is always there to help. He has the coolest job ever.
Well, my dad's an astronaut.
That's cool too, I guess.
Find your insurance superhero at shelterinsurance.com.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. Zizzers lead at 33-22 over the Springfield Central Bulldogs here at the half. For the Zizzers, let's see, they're being led by Taylor Harrison with 15 here in the first half. McGinley has 6 points for Green, 7 points for Marchock, and Martin has 4. Nobody in foul trouble for the Zizzers. For the Central Bulldogs, 2 points for Chapman, 4 points for Heron, 4 for Beasley, Almy with 7 to lead the way, 2 for Mercado, and Laurie has 3, and nobody in foul trouble for the Bulldogs. Zizzers led it 14-10 at the end of one, and they lead it 33-22 here at the half. Both teams turning the ball over here in the first half, and both teams have missed some easy shots here in the first half. So Zizzer's going to have to knuckle down, and they missed some free throws too. They've made some free throws, but they've also missed some free throws. So Zizzer's going to have to tighten it up on the free throw line and tighten it up on the floor as well. Zizzer's lead at 33-22 here at the half. It's the Mayfield Auto Repair Halftime Show. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll talk more Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The team at Mayfield Auto wants you to always make it safe and sound to school, the big game, or wherever your vehicle takes you. From minor and major repairs on both foreign and domestic vehicles to exhaust work and alignments, they do it all. And most repairs are backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile nationwide parts and labor warranty. Since 1995, Mayfield Auto Repair has been the area's top-performing certified auto repair center. See them in the new larger location at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains or call 417-256-9452. Go Zizzers!
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on soul.
Knee to toe, stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
If you're like most people, you're busier than ever this time of year and may find yourself putting off vehicle maintenance. Don's Auto Service reminds you that it's important to remember that routine auto care means big savings by improving fuel economy, extending your vehicle's life, and reducing the chance of a costly repair. And if you're in need of tires, Don's has rebates up to $150 on select tire sets. Don's Auto Service on Port Wagner Boulevard in West Plains, much more than a tire store.
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Have you heard the news? Toyota of West Plains has moved into their new facility. They're at 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard, and you're invited to drop by and take a tour. Sales, service, and parts are now all under one roof for your shopping convenience. And while you're there, be sure to check out all the new 2020 models that are arriving daily, and there's a huge savings on the remaining 2019 models. Stop and see them Monday through Saturdays. Toyota of West Plains, now in their new location. Locally owned and operated for over 30 years.
Now back to more Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to the West Plains High School gym. It is the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And the Zizzers lead the Springfield Central Bulldogs 33-22 here. at the half. Earlier tonight, the freshmen lost to Central 41-30 in a JV contest. It was West Plains over Central 50-25. I want to thank our sponsors once again for the ball game tonight. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC Orthopedic Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, part of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Engels, and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains, and Nashua Critics, Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains is there, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn of West Plains, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eck from West Plains is there, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards, all of West Plains. Coming up for the Zizzers, next action will be Monday night when the Lady Zizzers will be traveling to Springfield Central to take on the Lady Bulldogs. And we'll have that game for you on the radio Monday night from Springfield Central. The Zizzer boys will travel to Springfield on Tuesday night. They will be taking on Glendale at Glendale. We'll have that game for you. And then on Thursday night, the Lady Zizzers will be at home here at the West Plains High School gym. They'll be hosting Glendale, the Lady Falcons, right here. We'll have that game for you on the radio as well. So three games next week, and we'll have them for you right here on the radio. All right. We hope you've enjoyed the Mayfield Auto Repair halftime show. And it's both teams kind of winding down here, headed to the sidelines to get the final instructions from their coaches, I should say. And so now we're waiting and see who, I can't see the arrow. I believe it's going to be Central basketball to start the third quarter. I believe. Don't hold me to it. But I think that I'm on the back side of the arrows there, and I think it's pointing towards Central. And it is. It'll be Central ball to start the third quarter. Here come the Zizzers. It'll be the original starting lineup for the Zizzers tonight. And now Central kind of spreading the floor a little bit. Almy with the basketball. We're underway. Third quarter. Zizzers up by 11. He'll give it up to Bonzel. Back to Mercado. Heron with it up top. He'll drive down the lane. Shot up. No good. And Mercado just picked up his third foul going over the back of Alan Marchoff. So that's his third. First team foul, second half on Central. Zizzers with the basketball, full court, man-to-man pressure by Central. Marchoff with it. He'll go on to Rackley. Now they'll get it across the timeline, and Almy just picked up his second foul, second team foul on Central. We're not even 30 seconds into the third quarter. Marchoff with the basketball, going to set the offense for the Zizzers. And let's see, Central's in a 2-3 zone right now. Rackley at the free throw line, back door, Taylor Harrison, and Harrison's going to get fouled. Taylor Harrison going to the free throw line to shoot two, and a foul, and I believe that is the fourth foul on Mercado. He's just picked up his fourth, and the Central bench is not doing anything right now, not even making a move to substitute. Harrison hits the free throw, well, now they do. Mercado will come out, and Laurie will come in. And Harrison now has 16 points in the ballgame to lead all scorers. Second free throw from Taylor Harrison. And it's good. So Harrison's got 17. The Zizzer lead is 13. Here comes Heron across the timeline. He'll get double-teamed right away. Gives it up to Chapman. And it's going to be knocked away. But Rackley can't hold on to it. out of bounds. It'll be Central basketball on the baseline. Chapman's going to throw it in. They'll go up top, but Marchalk intercepts the pass. Marchalk will bring it up the floor. Harrison with it in the lane. He lost it, and now we've got a travel on Bonzel. So these Zizzers will get the basketball underneath their basket. 7:02 to go here, and Harrison kicks it out to Eli McGinley up top. Marchalk with it now. Marchalk gives it to Rackley. They'll go to Harrison down the corner. He'll shoot the three. It's no good. And Marchalk's going to get caught going over the back. That's two fouls on Alan Marchalk. First team foul here in the second half on the Zizzers. By the way, in the first half, 15 fouls called. 10 against Central, 5 against the Zizzers. Heron with the basketball. Across the timeline to Chapman. Now they go in the corner, and Laurie's going to shoot the three. It's no good. Gets his own rebound, puts it back up and in. Somebody didn't block out that time, and Laurie got his own rebound off his own shot. McGinley now drives down. He'll kick it out. Taylor Harrison inside. Shot up. It's good, and he's fouled. Taylor Harrison's going to free throw line. Let's see who the foul's going to be on. And it's going to go against Bonzel, and that's his third. Harrison will shoot one at the free throw line. And it is good. And Taylor Harrison has 20 points already in the ball game, folks. All right. Heron with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. It's knocked away by the Zizzers, but Heron will pick it up. Wild shot, no good. And now they'll come to the left side. Almy with it. Goes back up top to Laurie. Laurie with the basketball. Almy on the left wing. They'll go cross court to Chapman. Down the baseline, Laurie. It'll be out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball off the hands of Laurie. Chaney Martin's going to check in. Eli McGinley's going to have a seat for the Zizzers. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers lead it 38-24. Marchalk back to Rackley. Now they'll go up over the top to Green, down to Harrison. He gets the layup. Taylor Harrison. And it's a 16-point lead for the Zizzers. Heron will get it across the timeline. Heron on the left side tried to get it inside, and it's going to be kicked by the Zizzers. It'll be Central basketball. Central will inbound on the baseline. I believe Heron's going to throw it in, and now we've got Gunnar Robbins checking in for Taylor Harrison. Harrison going to get a break. And now Heron's going to throw it in. Gets it to Almy. Almy on the right side. Gives it up to Chapman inside. Lost the handle on it. Zizzers will pick it up. Gunnar Robbins, and he threw it behind Marchalk out of bounds. Central basketball on the side. Five and a half to go here in the third quarter. The Zizzers up by 16. Heron will get it across the timeline. Down the corner is Almy to shoot the three, and it's good. Almy's got 10 points, and it's a 13-point lead, and ball thrown away. Almy gives it to Heron. Heron missed it, but Almy over the back, up and in. Zizzers being careless with the basketball here, and they're letting Central back in the ball game. Marchalk with it. Rackley's going to shoot the three from the wing. It's no good. Gunnar Robbins on the rebound, and it's a foul on the Zizzers. Could be Chaney Martin. It is. Chaney Martin just picked up his third. First team foul on the Zizzers here in the second half. Zizzer lead is 11 with 4:52 to go third quarter. Heron gives it up to Laurie. Back to Heron. Heron will now give it over to Chapman. Get it across the timeline. Melton in the ball game. Missed the layup. Gunnar Robbins with the rebound. Rackley's pass is knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball on the side. And Owen Harris. Excuse me, Owen Harris is going to come in. Alan Marchant will sit down for the Zizzers, get a break. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Rackley on the right wing, up top to Cheney Martin. Owen Harris on the left wing. Back to Martin up top. Martin is going to be tripped up. Let's see who they call it on. Going to be on Chapman. That's his first. And that's already the 16th foul on Central here in the second half. One more. And Zizzers get to shoot free throws for the rest of the ball game. Rackley gets it in the corner to Harrison. Harrison, and he's going to be fouled. Harrison's going to the free throw line to shoot two. And let's see. That's going to be Chapman, his second. Taylor Harrison will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers with 4:19 to go, third quarter. Harrison's going to make the first one. He's got 2, 4, 6, 8 points in this quarter, 23 in the ball game. Giving 24, Taylor Harrison having a good game tonight. Laurie with the basketball, and knocked away by Harris. Got a jump ball between Green and Melton, and I believe it's going to be Zizzer basketball at half court. Rackley to throw it in to Owen Harris. Owen's running the offense now. Rackley on the right wing. Harrison pulls up for the jumper. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Beasley into the ball game. Gives it to Laurie up the floor to Chapman. Chapman now cross court to Laurie on the left side. Up top to Beasley. And it's going to be Melton inside. Laurie underneath for the easy basket. Gunnar Robbins took the gamble on the pass and was just a hair late. Dagan Green shoots the three out of the corner. It's no good. Harrison with the rebound. Connor Rackley has it, and Connor Rackley was going to pass it to Green, but Green had turned his back to go to rebound. Zizzers lead at 42-31 with 3:35 to go, third quarter. It's still anybody's ball game. Way too much time here. Beasley with the basketball. Zizzers in that 2-2-1 three-quarter court zone press. Chapman gets it across to Laurie. And it's going to be knocked away by Green. And it'll be Zizzer basketball. Marchock's going to come back in. Harris will have a seat. Marchock to run the offense now. Right side to Rackley. Back to Marchock up top. It'll go Cheney Martin. Cross court to Rackley on the right wing. Harrison inside. Little half baby hook is good. Taylor Harrison. We have no idea how many points he's got. 20-something, I can tell you that much. Dagan Green's going to steal the basketball. Gives it up to Harrison. Harrison with it. Gives it up to Cheney Martin on the left wing. Cheney goes cross court down the corner to Rackley, now Green with it. Back to Martin. Cheney Martin's going to shoot the three. It's no good. Almy with the rebound. Here comes Central. Almy, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. And now three players come in for Central, and Central wants a timeout. 2:33 to go here. Third quarter. Zizzer's lead at 44-31. We're back in 60 seconds. We're listening to Zizzer basketball. 100.9 the train.
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum icing time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. The Zizzers will get the basketball. Rackley gets it to Harrison. Harrison comes up the floor, across the timeline. He'll give it back to Rackley now. Harrison on the inside. He'll fake. And we've got a foul on Central. Taylor Harrison going back to free throw line. And I believe that foul is going to be on Almy. That's his third. Taylor Harrison to the free throw line to shoot two, I believe. No, one and one. Well, he made it. Might as well make it two. Second free throw from Taylor Harrison is no good this time. And the rebound, ball picked up by Almy. He'll give it up to Heron. Heron with the basketball. He'll bring it to Almy left side. Almy looking to drive in the corner into the ball game is a new player. So we'll have to check this one. The name on this one. And I believe it's going to be Bryant. So Bryant. And now Rackley's going to get a break. And let's take a look. And it'll be Heron to throw it in on the baseline. Gets it up to Bryant. Bryant to Bonzo, back up to Bryant. They'll come Almy on the left wing. Bryant, he'll come up top to Almy now. Minute 50 to go, third quarter. This is up 45-31. Almy on the right wing. He'll shoot it, and he missed it. And Chaney Martin comes in, just steals the basketball away. Up the floor to Marchok. Marchok to McGinley underneath. McGinley's going to put the shot up, missed it, gets his own rebound, and now he's going to be fouled. Eli McGinley gets fouled on the putback. And that's going to be four on Bonzel. Nine team fouls. One more foul on Central, and the Zippers will shoot two free throws for the rest of the game. Eli McGinley hits his first free throw. He's got 2 points in the ball game. He had the first point of the ball game on a free throw. Minute 33 to go, third quarter. His lead is 46-31. Second one is good by McGinley. 47-31. Bryant with it. Gets it to Beasley, and there's a foul on the Zizzers. I believe it's going to be Chaney Martin, either Martin or McGinley. It's going to be Chaney Martin. And Chaney just picked up his fourth foul. And now Bryant with the basketball up top. Left side to Almy on the wing. Down the left corner is Heron. He'll dribble up to the wing, gives it to Almy up top. Back up to Bryant. They'll reverse it to the right side. Beasley with it now. Bryant up top. They'll go Heron at the free throw line. He'll spin, turns, and gets it to roll in. And I tell you what, folks, Heron's got 6 points in the ball game. All six of them have come on lucky rolls. Marchok's going to shoot a three now. It's no good. Chaney Martin's going to tip it back in. Martin's got 6 in the ball game. Up the floor comes Central. Heron with it. He'll drive down and to the block. Now he'll kick it out to Bryant. Beasley up top. He almost lost it. He'll go back to Chapman's going to shoot the jumper. It's no good. Harrison with the rebound. Here come the Zizzers. They lead it by 16 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Looks like the Zizzers going to go for the last shot here. Marchant with it. Out near half court. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. Down to 8 now, Marchok. Zizzer's going. Marchok down the lane, kicks it out. Chaney Martin for 3. It's going to be short. And we've got a foul. And let's see who they're going to call it on. Be on the Zizzers, I believe. Yep. Taylor Harrison just picked up his first foul. Third team foul this half. 1 second on the clock for Chapman to throw it in. Gets it to Heron, and Heron's going to shoot from half court. It's no good. At the end of three, Zizzers lead it 49-33. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
On colder days, your car requires more power to start, especially with the all-new electronics in today's vehicles. And if you have a weak battery, it could leave you stranded. Get ahead of the game and have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Have your tire pressure checked, too, because they will lose pressure with falling temperatures. Speaking of tires, right now get rebates up to $150 on select sets of tires at Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. Much more than a tire store.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Zizzers lead at 49-33 over the Springfield Central Bulldogs as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play. And in the third quarter, folks, Taylor Harrison scored 12 points alone in the third quarter. He's got 27 for the ball game. Central with the basketball. Laurie's going to give it to Chapman in the lane underneath. Shot up and good by Mercado. He's got 4 in the ballgame. Chaney Martin with it now on the left side. Down the corner is Taylor Harrison. Harrison trying to drive. A little half hook is good. Harrison now with 29 points in the ballgame. Taylor Harrison's having a field day, folks. Here comes Chapman down the lane, stolen by Rackley. Eli McGinley's got it. He'll give it up to Rackley. Here come the Zizzers the other way. They lead it by 16. Chaney Martin with it now. Rackley up top. Marchock on the right wing. Marchock brings it up top, gives it to Martin. Taylor Harrison on the left wing now. Back up top to Martin. Rackley's going to throw it up, missed it, and Harrison's going to get caught for the foul. That'll be Taylor Harrison's second foul in the ball game. I believe that's the fourth team foul on the Zizzers' second half. Heron's going to throw it in. And here we go. Mercado and... Well, I'll tell you what, that was a ticky-tacky foul. It actually... Marchog did catching, but it wasn't that bad because Mercado was already falling down. 3 fouls on Marchog, and that's 5 team fouls on the Zizzers here. Heron on the left wing. Gives it up to Chapman. They'll go to Laurie on the other side. Kicks it out top. Beasley on the jumper is good for 3. Beasley has 7 in the ball game, and it's down to a 13-point lead for the Zizzers. Chaney Martin with it. 6.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Harrison down on the right wing, or baseline, I should say. Rackley on the right wing. Marchock with it up top. Marchock to the free throw line. Chaney Martin's going to shoot the 3. It's no good. And Taylor Harrison has it in the lane. Missed the shot. Loose basketball. And Beasley comes out of the pack with it. Here comes Heron the other way. Going right down the lane, and he missed it, but Harrison gets the rebound for the Zizzers. Rackley's going to go the other way. Rackley with it on the right wing. He'll try the lane, and he's going to get cut off and fouled. Connor Rackley will go to the free throw line. And I believe Heron on the foul. That should be his second. Connor Rackley will go to the free throw line to shoot 2. It's the double bonus now. Zizzers are in the double bonus. And Rackley misses the first free throw. Connor, the senior, is looking for his first points of the ball game. Eli McGinley and Chaney Martin come out. Jacob Ackerson is in. And let's see, I believe Dagan Green came back in. Brackley has his first point of the ball game. Zizzer lead is 14. Zizzer's still got to play hard. This one is not over with yet. Laurie gets it across the timeline, dribbling down the lane. He'll pull up on the shot, no good. And Green, it'll be Zizzer ball as Central kicks the ball, but Green had control of it. Here we go. Marchonk will bring it up the floor. He'll walk it up. Cross the timeline. And they'll go to Green in the left corner. He'll drive the baseline. A low pass to Harrison. Couldn't hang on to it. And here comes Central the other way. Beasley with the basketball. Gives it to Chapman. Chapman back out top to Beasley. Beasley going to go left side to Laurie. He'll bring it up top now. Laurie's going to keep it now. Gives it to Chapman up top. And Chapman almost threw it away, but Almy was able to run it down. And he just walked with the basketball. 4:56 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 52-38. Trying to go to 6-6 on the season. Marchock's going to bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, Marchock sets the offense for the Zizzers. Gives it to Harrison now up top. Left side to Green. Rackley up top now. Rackley trying to drive. He gets cut off. He'll go Jacob Ackerson underneath. Shot up and good. Jacob Ackerson cut his first 2 points of the ball game. It's a 16-point lead. Beasley with it now. Gives it to Chapman. Stolen by Marchock. He'll go the other way for the layup. It's good. Marchock's got 9 in the ball game. And timeout, 4:18 to go in the game. Zizzers up 56-38. And we'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When your project calls for special equipment, turn to Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. They offer a huge selection of rental tools and equipment. You can rent skid steers, walk behind trenchers, scissor lifts, welders, concrete saws, pole saws, and much more. You can rent for the day, weekend, week, or more. For more information, go to HirschFeed.com or call 417-256-3749. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains, helping you get it done.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. Zizzers lead at 56-38 with 4:18 to go in the ball game over the Central Bulldogs. And let's see. There we go. Central will have the basketball. And Chapman will get it in to Bonzo back in the ball game. Chapman with it, gets it to Almy across the timeline on the left side. Almy going to go back up top. Now he gives it back to Chapman. They'll go right side to Bryant into the ball game. Bryant to Almy. They'll come Chapman left side. It's going to be kicked by the Zizzers, so it'll be Central basketball down on the baseline. Laurie's going to check in. Chapman's going to have a seat for the Bulldogs. And Bryant's going to throw it in. Bryant and tried to get it inside and did, but Laurie kicks it out top. They'll bring it over to Laurie on the left wing. Laurie on that left wing looking inside. Now they go underneath to Mercado, and he missed the shot. And now we're going to have a foul on the Zizzers. I believe it's Jacob Ackerson who's going to pick up his first foul of the ball game. 16 foul on the Zizzers. Bryant will throw it in for the Bulldogs on the baseline. And gives it to Mercado. He'll shoot from the baseline. It's no good. Marchonk with the rebound. 3.5 minutes to go in the game. Zizzers lead it by 18. Marchonk walks it across the timeline. Rackley on the right wing. Now it's Taylor Harrison. And Harrison needs some points so he can get 30. He hasn't made it to 30 yet, I don't believe. Central with the basketball, and it's going to be caught. Rackley had to throw it. He was falling out of bounds. Central gets the basketball, and it will be Laurie up top. Laurie's going to feed it in to Bonzel. Almy down the baseline. Mercado inside to Bonzel, and he's going to score. So Bonzel's got his first point for the ball game. Marchalk will bring it up now, and Central trying to double-team the basketball. Rackley gets it across the timeline in the lane. Ackerson underneath, and he's going to be fouled. Ackerson's going to the free throw line to shoot two. Carter Martin is into the ball game for the Zizzers, and Mercado just fouled out of the ball game. So Chapman will come back in. And Jacob Ackerson's going to free throw line to shoot two, and he missed the first one. Gunnar Robbins is going to check in, and Taylor Harrison's going to come out. Tommy Keller comes in. Owen Harris is in. So it's Carter Martin, Gunnar Robbins, Tommy Keller, Jacob Ackerson, and Owen Harris in the ball game for the Zizzers. And Ackerson misses the second one. Ackerson's going to get another free throw. Why is he getting three free throws here? He was shooting under the basket, but he makes the second one. They gave Ackerson too many free throw attempts, and he made the last one. Zizzers up by 17, 2:28 to go. And it'll be Almy with the basketball up top to Bryant. Back to Almy on the right wing. Cross court, that'll be Laurie with it now. Laurie to Bryant up top. Laurie, back to Bryant. Bryant coming left side to Chapman now. Chapman trying to drive, kicks it over to Bryant on the right wing. Now up top to Almy. Back over to Laurie on the left wing. Up top to Bryant. Minute 55 to go in the ball game. Chapman's going to drive, dishes off to Laurie on the baseline. It's good. Laurie's got 9 points in this ball game, all off the bench. Owen Harris with it. And there's a foul by Bonzel, and Bonzel just fouled out of the ball game. Minute 43 to go here in the ball game. Melton's going to come in. Bonzel's going to come out. So Owen Harris is going to shoot two free throws for the Zizzers. Zizzers lead it by 15. Owen Harris is trying to make it 16, and he missed the first one. Second free throw for Harris. And it's good. Owen Harris has got his first point of the ball game. Zizzer lead is 16, minute 40. Laurie with the basketball for Central. Comes to Almy on the left wing. Almy. Looking and goes cross court to Bryant on the right wing now. Bryant will dribble out top, goes back to Laurie on the right wing. Laurie, he'll pull it out. Chapman at the free throw line, kicks it out to Melton. Melton goes inside to Chapman, and there's a foul on Carter Martin, I believe, on the Zizzers. With a minute 14 to go. And it is Carter Martin picking up his first foul. Chapman's going to the free throw line, I believe. Is he shooting two or the one-on-one? Doesn't matter. He made the first one anyway. So Chapman has 3 points in the ball game. Here comes the second one. And he missed that one, but Almy with the rebound turns around, puts it right back up on the baseline and scores. Almy's got 14 to lead Central. And the Zizzer lead is 13. Carter Martin down the baseline, kicks it back out. Owen Harris for three. It's no good. A big collision for the basketball. Carter Martin's got it. Martin gives it to Gunnar Robbins. He's going to fake, go up, and it will not fall. Melton comes out of the pack with the basketball. 44 seconds. Melton gives it to Laurie. Albee's coming right down the lane. Knocked down Gunnar Robinson. knock Tommy Keller down. No call, and Almy hits the basket. I think the officials right now are just going to let him just get this one over with. Owen Harris gets it to Carter Martin. Martin, 20 seconds, gets it across the timeline. And Almy's going to steal the basketball again. Chapman with it. He'll turn around. Shot no good. Tommy Keller, Owen Harris, and finally Chapman gets tangled up with Owen Harris. No, no foul. They're going to call out of bounds. Zizzers have it with 8 seconds. Owen Harris, he'll dribble with it. He's just going to hang on to it now. That's your ball game, folks. Zizzers going to win it 58-47 over the Springfield Central Bulldogs. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains postgame show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it. You hand wax it. You listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Eckman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
Need a tow? Stranded and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and all locations around, even there and the surrounding areas. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing or transporting. Call J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Hi, I'm Ashton Judd. Did you know that the chances of injuring an ankle are 2 in every 1,000 people, and when playing sports, those chances double? Statistics are low for this type of injury, but when it does happen to you, you'll want the supportive equipment home provides, like braces and the Polar Ice Cube machine for maximum ice time. I've injured my ankle playing basketball and was glad home had the products that I needed to support a quick recovery. Call Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment at 417-256-0900 or stop by their showroom at 1703 West 8th Street, West Plains, Missouri.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym. It's the Shelter Insurance Andrew Eckman of West Plains postgame show. Zizzers win it 58-47 over the Central Bulldogs from Springfield. Zizzers now 6-6 on the season. Springfield Central is now 2-9. Leading the way for the Zizzers tonight, 29 points for Taylor Harrison. And he was the only Zizzer in double figures. McGinley had 3, 6 points for Green. Let's see, 1 point for Rackley. Marchalk had 9, 1 point for Harris. Cheney Martin had 6, and 3 points for Jacob Ackerson in the ball game. For Central, they were led by Almy. He had 14 points. Chapman had 3, 6 for Heron, 7 for Beasley, 2 for Bonzel. Mercado had 4, and 9 points for Laurie. The Zizzers led it 14-10 at the end of one. They led it 33-22 at the half. They led 49-33 at the end of three. And they were up by as many as 18 in the fourth quarter. But they win it by 11, 58-47 over the Central Bulldogs. It wasn't pretty. A lot of pressure coming from Central in the ball game. And the Zizzers, both the Bulldogs and the Zizzers both turning the ball over quite a bit here tonight and missing some easy shots. But the Zizzers found a way to get it done. Taylor Harrison having a great day, the junior did. He had 15 points at the half. He finished with 29. He had 14 in the second half, 12 alone in the third quarter. Taylor Harrison, a big ball game tonight, 29 points for the Zizzers. All right, coming back on your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. We'll have your OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game. We're back in 30 seconds to listen to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Now back to more Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to West Plains High School Gym, where the Zizzers win at 58-47. Your ONC Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains Player of the Game, no doubt about it. Taylor Harrison, the junior, 29 points tonight for the Zizzers, and he's going to be the ONC Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains Player of the Game. Freshman game, Central won at 41-30. In the JV game, West Plains won at 50-25. In the varsity book contest, Zizzers win at 58-47. Zizzers now 6-6 on the season. Next action up will be on Monday night when the West Plains Lady Zizzers travel to Springfield to take on the Central Lady Bulldogs. We'll have that game for you Monday night here on the radio. The Zizzer boys will travel to Glendale on Tuesday night, and we'll have that game for you right here on the radio. And then the Lady Zizzers will host Glendale on Thursday night, next Thursday night, right here at West Plains High School Gym. And we'll have that game for you right here on 100.9 The Train. So there you go. That's the schedule coming up for next week. I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, OMC City Clinic, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Toyota, Heart of the Ozarks Medical Equipment, J&J Recovery and Towing, Parkway Beauty Academy, Negri Plumbing, Anytime Fitness, the Zizzer Zone, Patty Ingles and Mayfield Auto Repair, all of West Plains, and Knox Orthopedics, the Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison. Our boosters for the ball game tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains is there. Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Brown Furniture and Appliance, Knockout Tanning Salon, Coon Construction, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, and Ozark Awards of all of West Plains. Zizzers win 2 out of 3. I want to thank Kathy back at the studio for a fine job tonight. I'm Ramblin' Rick, and I hope you've enjoyed Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
The West Plains Lady Zizzers will travel to Springfield this Monday night to take on the Central Lady Bulldogs. Now, there will be no freshman game, so the JV game will start at 6 o'clock with the varsity to follow. You can join me, Ramblin' Rick, for all the exciting play-by-play action on 100.9 The Train, with the pregame starting around 7:15 p.m. It's the Lady Zizzers and the Central Lady Bulldogs from Springfield this Monday night on your only home for Lady Zizzer basketball, 100.9 The Train.
A wild weather pattern underway in the Ozarks. We're talking torrential rain and flooding concerns, as well as the risk of severe weather as we head into this evening and overnight. I expect that we're going to keep the rain going 2 to 4 inches across the region with locally higher amounts. Watch low water crossings, especially if you have to be out late tonight or early Saturday morning. Our rain could transition over into some ice and snow early in the day on Saturday. I don't expect much accumulation for our area, but be cautious of some slick spots if you have to travel. I'm meteorologist Abby Dyer for Ecom News Network, ECNN.
It was real quiet, and all of a sudden, just like a freight train came roaring in.
Nothing is going to derail this train.
Louder!
You're in the middle of at least 30 minutes of continuous classic hits on 100.9 The Train.
If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean to me. And I guess it's just the woman in you that brings out the man in me. I know I can't help myself. You're all in the world to me. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. It feels like the first time. It feels like the very first time. I have waited a lifetime, spend my time so foolish.
Feel like the first time. I think since it was the first time we heard a foreign group like Foreigner give us such great music, and we've been running to them ever since. Here's a Flock of Seagulls.
This weekend, it's all about the ladies.
I'll have what she's having.
On a Lady's Choice Weekend.
Twist my arm. Let's get physical. The song, of course. And during a time when the stretchy exercise outfits were in vogue, and certainly the exercising too. Let's get physical. Great video and a great song and part of our Ladies Choice Weekend, as a matter of fact. Well, they say money can't buy happiness, but a billionaire is about to put that to the test. He offered $9 million to Twitter users if they retweeted him. And they did. More than 4 million of them. A lottery will now pick 1,000 winners to get about $9,000 each. The Japanese tech tycoon plans to personally notify them by this week. And he calls the contest a, quote, serious social trial and hopes to find out later how the money impacts their life. Would love to be on his Twitter feed. Hey, this year, find out why the hit puzzle game Best Fiends is bigger, better, and more fun than ever. Download free from your app store today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. Their enforcement agents are cracking down this year and can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk over unpaid taxes. It's all true, but it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. The award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief will fight to get you the best deal possible, protecting your paycheck and your assets from IRS collections. But don't delay, because the IRS is tacking on interest and hefty penalties every single day. So don't wait until it's too late. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844. 800-359-6844.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
100.9, The Train, KHOM, Salem, Arkansas, West Plains.
Maximum Music, 100.9, The Train.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the Gangster of Love. Some people call me Maurice, 'cause I speak of the pompousness of love. People talk about me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry, 'cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I get my loving on the run. Shake your tree. Lovey dovey, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time. Ooh, baby, I sure show you a good time. 'Cause I'm a bigger, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. Play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I sure don't want to hurt no one. About me, baby, say I'm doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, don't worry, no, don't worry, mama, 'cause I'm right here at home. You're the cutest thing I ever did see.
Nothing is going to derail this train. You're in the middle of at least 30 minutes of continuous classic hits on 100.9, The Train.
The tide is high.
Debbie Harry and Blondie, and the tide is high, and it's certainly a great time for our Ladies' Choice Weekend. Debbie Harry, of course, of Blondie in the highlight there, and the tide is high.
Crazy. Listen, I don't know what I'm in my brain. I got the conversation. living. I just keep losing my beat.
I'm
alright.
He's alright. He's alright. Yeah, yeah.
I just gotta get out of this prison cell. Someday I'm gonna be free.
Find me somebody to love. 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 Find me somebody to love.
You're always putting off what we could do today. So pop your sense.